Angel's Touch.
Hey, my name is Shamaya, calling from Nation Safe Drivers on the recording line. I have a customer in need of a tow.
And where are they located?
He's located in off of Frontage Road in Willow Springs, California. And he's willing to pay out of pocket. Oh, I'm sorry.
Where's he going to?
3212 Vienna Drive in Palmdale, California.
What's his coverage?
He's only covered for 15 miles, but he knows he's going to have to pay out of pocket for this.
Okay, so let me find out where he's at, so hold on 1 second.
Okay.
What is his exact location?
Frontage Road. He's located off of I-14, Frontage Road in Willow Springs, California.
We don't have an address?
Ma'am, no, he's on the side of the road, ma'am.
Do you have a longitude latitude?
Yes, ma'am. Let me see. Let me go back to it. Okay. The latitude is 34.569736. And the latitude is
118.0714458.
34.569736. -118.071458. Hold on, I'm sorry. I gave you the destination. Where he needs to be dropped off at. This is the one where he's located. I'm sorry.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, go ahead.
34.885752. And the longitude is 118.167.193.
34.885752. Negative 118.167.193.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let me see what I can find. So he's basically right off the freeway.
Yes, ma'am.
What exit did he get off on? Okay, I take it back. He's not right off the freeway. He must have been traveling parallel to the freeway. What happened to his vehicle?
He said his tire blew.
Okay, so he's off in a dirt road. I do have a concern that this looks like it's a non-travelable dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a real dirt road. Let me see if it's going to anything. Oh, there's stuff back there, so it must be somehow. It looks like beach sand to me.
You said beach sand?
It looks like beach sand. Looks like an old construction company might be there.
Mm-hmm.
Almost looks abandoned, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really weird. You look at the map.
Mm-hmm.
If you look to the, like, scan the map to the left a little bit, because I'm trying to see what could have traveled through that road. Looks like there's an abandoned thing back there. So, anyways, hopefully it's accessible, as long as it's accessible and we don't have to add a winch out or anything to it. And you said his tire blew?
Yes, ma'am.
And the address he's going to?
3212 Vienna Drive in Palmdale, California.
Vienna Drive?
Yes, ma'am. V-I-A-N-A Drive.
Oh, wait. Okay. V-I-A-N-A?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I cannot find that.
You can't?
Is B as in boy or V as in Victor?
B as in Victor.
Okay. I was doing B as in boy.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at that road now. It looks so thin.
It doesn't look like a real road. And if you open it up on satellite, it looks like it's pure beach sand, which we have a lot of those out there, which if that's the case, it's likely that he's actually stuck, not just a flat tire.
How did he even get over there?
These roads are funny, and Google Maps is funny. Okay, it's likely he could have been driving on there thinking he was on a freeway. But it looks like I'm going to have to come there from a certain way, and I'm not sure how that road's going to be once we get out there. It could turn into an off-road recovery to get him. I'll let you know.
Okay.
He's not too far off, so I don't foresee that being the problem, but we may end up adding a winch out onto his call.
Okay.
Google Maps does not know. Whoever designed Google Maps and programmed their computer programmed it incorrectly. And Google Maps literally takes people, and this has been going on pre-Google Maps when we were using the TomTom and the, you know, Garmin.
Yes, ma'am.
They're looking at Thomas Guides and stuff when they – do you know what a Thomas Guide is?
No, ma'am. What is it?
A Thomas Guide is a book of maps. If you were a little girl and you ever saw your dad driving on vacation, he pulled out this big fat book and started looking through the maps and your mom was helping him read it because men really suck at reading it.
Yeah.
Okay, if you ever – that's a Thomas Guide.
Oh, okay.
So that shows you where all the roads are and stuff. So then when a Thomas Guide, Google Maps came, they transferred all of the everything that was on the Thomas Guide onto Google Maps, and then they have all the satellites and everything help them design it. Well, somehow, either the satellites or the humans who programmed these mapping systems have decided that these dry riverbed non-existent roads are roads. So we literally have riverbeds made out of beach sand that people are following miles down it before they get stuck.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can only tell people if it looks sketchy, if it's still sketchy, it's sketchy. Find another route. Don't go there.
Yeah.
Because the map is literally telling them, instead of, like, to turn on the correct road, it's literally trying to take them through a back road, and the roads don't exist. People are literally driving through trees and bushes and everything, thinking because there's, like, a really, really narrow path, which could have been made by a stream.
Yeah.
You know, like, water runoff from the mountains and stuff like that. Could have been made by kids playing on their dirt bikes. So these cars are going through these very narrow paths and getting stuck in beach sand. And it's horrible, and it's often.
Yes.
And when it comes to, like, the Amazon trucks and stuff like that, Amazon, anything postal, they have a route that they have to follow. If they don't follow that route that's set and something happens, then they're liable to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So if they don't follow the rules that they have, that path that they have set forth, and their trucks get stuck, the driver's liable for that. But if they follow that path and the truck gets stuck, then Amazon's liable for that.
Right.
They have to follow the path. I literally have a whole area that I pull nothing but Amazon trucks out of because they have to follow the path.
Oh, my gosh. I hope he's not, because it looked like a desert.
It is a desert. Now, there is stuff far back in there. Is that the entry to it? I can't tell.
Oh, my goodness. What is there in there?
Okay, so you said he's covered. Let me finish mapping this out.
No, he's not. He's on the cover for 15 miles, but the mileage is 31, so you have to pay out of pocket.
Okay, anything over the 15 is going to be $9 a mile.
Okay.
So 31, hypothetically, it could be more than that because we don't know what route we're having to take.
Okay.
So hypothetically, he's going to be paying a minimum of $144.
Okay. That's fine. He said as long as he don't have to pay $200. But I don't know, now it depends.
Yeah, just throw it out there. He's probably going to behave at 150.
Okay, I'll let him know, but you'll be able to.
Let him know it's going to be $9 a mile, about $150.
$150, okay.
Give me probably about a 60-minute ETA. What kind of vehicle was it?
He has, hold on, let me go down. A 2017 Honda Civic.
All right. Let me pull that map back up real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a little bit over that. We're going to have to see.
Okay.
May not be. It might be showing it correctly. I just don't know what route we're going to have to be to get him in and get out of there. So.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Ooh, it's been a long day.
What off is this? Dawn Road. Okay, now I know where he's off of. See, the front end road looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The front end road itself is pretty good. It's when he turns off onto that side road.
I'm trying to see how I see how he got over there.
Yeah, the front end road, it comes from Dawn Road, so you're going to travel, to get to him, we're going to have to travel north of him, get out the freeway, and then come south at Dawn Road.
Okay.
But then he turned on Rattlesnake, and that looks like it's going to be a winch out.
I wonder, why was he going that way? I don't understand.
It could be that there's something back there, and this is the way the map is telling him. That's what I'm telling you. There's
okay.
A lot of houses and stuff back there, but they're all on, I've pulled stuff off of here before. Yeah, he's probably going to that housing community.
Mm-hmm.
It's northwest of where he's at, but the maps have him coming in the wrong way. Exactly what I just got done explaining to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's either heading to or heading from that housing community, and it's got him going the wrong way. It's going through a non-travelable road. So this is what we're probably going to need on this one. We're probably going to need labor for 60.
Mm-hmm.
Possible we need a winch out, which I believe is, I don't know what a winch out is anymore. I want to say 65. I'm not sure what the winch out is.
Okay.
But we'll leave it at labor for now. We're going to add labor right now for 60.
Okay.
And then the customer is going to pay about 150 in overage. He's close enough. I'm hoping I can cover it with just the labor.
Okay.
Because I know we're not going to be able to back right up to him. I can tell by the satellite photos we can't back up to him.
Okay. Add it to the provider notes. All right.
You know, and if you could write on there labor, possible winch, and then if we have to have a winch, I'll call back on it.
Okay. Possible winch. I'll add that as well. All right. Perfect. I added it.
Make sure you talk to the customer. Let me know how he's going to be paying.
Okay.
And then shoot it over digital. 60
minutes. All right. Perfect. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.